Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
Oh, and I'm Jesse Rizal. Sorry, I didn't know that part.
Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Jesse Rizal.
And this is Five Things About Docker. Number one, Docker is a container technology that does process isolation. How is this different from virtual machines, though? Because I just got used to virtual machines, like, I don't know, 3 seconds ago. Now I got to learn containers. What's a container?
Yeah, so containers are really quite different in the fact that they all share one kernel. So your VMs actually have a separate kernel running in each with different versions of any sort of operating system. And containers are actually just used, they're created by the kernel features themselves. So it's not virtualization, it's just kernel features creating these containers.
So can I stick a Docker container inside of a Docker container?
Yes, totally.
Has anyone done that before, or would I be the first one to do that?
It's actually quite popular. It's called Docker in Docker, DIND for short.
Someone's already done it.
Yeah.
Dang it. Number two, Docker has these things called images. What is an image, and can I put an entire operating system install in it? Like, my favorite operating system is Windows ME, so if I want it, can I install that in my Docker container?
So you can't do that. Actually, even on Windows, you can just use the Windows Nano Server container, but on like Linux or anything else, all you need is the root file system itself, so just the files, not anything else extra.
So containers don't contain operating systems?
They do in the sense that they contain their files, but not the actual like operating system and the kernel itself.
Can I put Windows Vista in there?
No.
What about Windows 98?
No.
Windows XP?
Nope.
Number three, Docker containers are super lightweight, meaning they're small in size. But how is that possible if they contain my Windows ME installation?
Yeah, so they don't contain your Windows ME installation. They actually just contain the files that you're trying to run. So you can even have a container that just literally has the one binary you want to run in it, and that's all. And that's why it can be super tiny.
So they're very small.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, am not very lightweight, especially after Christmas.
I mean, it's hard.
Speaking of which, could I interest you in a Google cluster?
Yes, totally.
Oh, you got the Supreme, too. That's the one I have. It's got caramel and marshmallow in it. Is this your first Google cluster?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
I'm really excited. Right. Yeah, that's good.
Number four, Azure likes Docker and containers like a lot. Like they're like BFFs. What all can I do with containers in Azure?
Yeah, so it's a little overwhelming because there's so much. You can do just running plain Docker containers. You can use ACI, AKS, which is Azure Container Service, and then there's Azure Container Instances. And then there's also all these open source projects that the Azure teams maintain that have to do with deploying containers. So Draft and Helm and all these popular projects in the Kubernetes community, Microsoft actually runs as well.
Very cool. Also, I have a best friend's necklace. If I wear half, would you like the other half?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Number five, you can get started with Docker and containers today, and it's free. You don't have to buy anything. How can I do that so I can impress my friends?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to like learn Docker online and also learn Kubernetes online. So the tutorials on the Docker website and then the tutorials on the Kubernetes website are super interactive, and you actually like get a terminal and you can deploy applications, and I would say those are the best way.
And if you want to play with containers on Azure, you can do that with a free Azure account that you can sign up for today as well.
Awesome.
I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Jesse Frizzell.
And now you know five things about Docker.